The Country Music Association has announced the nominees for the CMA Awards. One of the top-selling albums of 2024 is missing from the ballot.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down.
So yeah, this year, Beyoncé became the first black female artist to top the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart, yet no nomination. So snub or no snub? NPR culture reporter Isabella Gomez Sarmiento is here to talk us through it. So when this story broke, Isabella, I could hear the low rising sound of the Beehive getting upset. They had to have been not happy.
Yeah. So obviously the Beehive is very angry. Some music critics have called out the CMA for excluding Beyoncé, and some of the younger artists who are featured on Cowboy Carter have spoken up as well. So Shaboozey, who's been climbing the charts and received two CMA nominations, he told E! News that it was, quote, unfortunate that Beyoncé didn't receive recognition. But he also emphasized that she changed his life by including him on her album. And that's a sentiment he shares with Tierra Kennedy, another young singer-songwriter in the country scene, who posted this video to X.
I don't think she made this album to get a CMA nomination. I think she made this album to share the history of country music and to open the door for black country artists like me.
Yeah, I could hear that. Beyoncé probably didn't make this award for or album for awards. But do we know if she actually submitted to the CMA for consideration?
So the CMA Awards are based on a write-in ballot. I spoke with Brian Mansfield, who's the managing editor of Country Insider, and he was previously on the CMA board of directors. Here's how he explained it.
Unlike the Grammys, where the artist teams submit themselves, CMA professional members, which are the voting members, nominate their favorite artists, recordings, songs.
So, I mean, we don't know whether people wrote Beyoncé onto the initial ballot, but what we do know is that she didn't make it to the final list. Mansfield says earning a nomination requires a lot of campaigning. He says it's all about who you know in the country music industry and who you're getting to vote for you.
All right, so Beyoncé didn't get those votes. Other artists on Cowboy Carter did. You mentioned Shaboozey, Post Malone too. So does this feel like maybe the CMAs are adapting a bit to a change in the industry?
So some critics are saying yes. You know, artists like Shaboozey and Post Malone make country music, but they also dabble in other genres like rock and hip hop, and they are receiving recognition from the CMA. But I mean, that's what Cowboy Carter did too. Beyoncé herself said it's not a straight country album. It fuses bluegrass and R&B and all these other sounds. So the fact that it didn't get any nods from the CMA raises questions about who the industry is willing to accept.
Mm-hmm. And those questions aren't new.
That's right. So there was a lot of backlash to Beyoncé's 2016 performance of Daddy Lessons with the Chicks at the CMAs. She said Cowboy Carter was born from an experience of not feeling welcomed. And I mean, neither Beyoncé's team or the CMAs responded to our request for comment on this. But it does seem like Cowboy Carter was never an album that was trying to conform to the country music standard, and its success wasn't embraced by the Country Music Association.
One more thing, Isabel. I mean, ultimately, it's Beyoncé. I mean, does she feel this, you think, the snub?
I mean, I think on some level, you know, when you're creating this kind of project, it maybe has to sting a little bit.
That's NPR culture reporter Isabella Gomez Sarmiento. Thank you very much for not snubbing us. Morning Edition. Thank you.
Thank you.